Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging right here at the Town of North Hempstead. And today, as co-hosts, we have Ann Hirsch, who is a Project Independence member, a volunteer. She helps us out constantly, a frequent guest host, and we just love Ann. All of her contributions in all the ways have been a great plus for Project Independence. So thank you again. And we have Diane Bigalora, who's a chef, and we've been talking to her all about Thanksgiving and a little bit about some of the places. I read in your little bio some of the places where you were a chef.
Yes, I was. And well, mostly in the city.
In the city. So what were some of the more famous places that you were?
The Four Seasons, the Oyster Bar, Harvard Club.
Rockefeller Center.
Rockefeller Center.
Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton. And, that's what I was going to say next, the Ritz-Carlton.
What's it like to be a chef at these?
It's very exciting.
It's exciting, I can imagine.
It's very exciting. It's intense. Mm-hmm. And it's very it's very satisfying and rewarding.
So some of these, really bigger, higher-end restaurants, I mean, is there only one chef at a time? Are there several? How is a kitchen managed?
Well, you have the executive chef, and then you have the, under him starts with the sous chef, and then all the others. There might be an AM and a PM sous chef, but usually there's one main chef in charge.
Now, when you say AM, PM, so you're working on shifts, or how does this work? Because do you start before a restaurant opens, or how do you create everything in time to get it all out on the table?
Okay, well, it depends on the operation. If it's a hotel, it's a 24/7, so then you have AM and PM shifts. You can't have someone stay there, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock the next day. If it's a restaurant, you have to go by the hours of operation. And usually there may be an AM and PM if need be. The prep is done prior to, and usually you're there before the restaurant opens. And, if it runs late, you're not going to be doing any much at night because you're going to be busy with service. So, and you have to, be quick. It's not like a leisurely job.
Right. No, it's high stress, isn't it?
It's busy.
I'm sure you've cooked for some famous people in some of these places that you've mentioned. And anything in particular, any memory in particular?
Oh, I saw Elizabeth Taylor, Barbara Streisand. Who's the one from The Young and the Restless? Erica.
Susan
Lucci.
Yeah,
it's exciting. It's a lot of fun. I've traveled Europe and the Caribbean, and I lived in Florida. I had a really exciting
And
run.
Here you are back on Long Island on Project Independence in You. What could be better?
Well, I love to come here.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
We love to hear you. So
thank you.
This is great. This has just been so much fun. And so before, let's get back to Thanksgiving. And Anne had brought up before the break, what about vegetarians on Thanksgiving?
Vegetarians really nowadays have a huge selection of what they could do. There are places, there are vegetarian establishments that, they actually make the product out of tofu. It looks like, I've eaten it, it looked like a London broil. They color it, it's the shape, and it's all made out of tofu. So there are those places where you can, order from, and then there's also recipes for them. You just have to go online and sort them out. They're a little time-consuming because the tofu has to be pressed, and you have to make the sauce for it, and to soak it in, it'll probably take you a couple of days. But it's well worth it because it comes out delicious. So you could do that, or you could make a casserole with the sweet potatoes and even the wild grains the rices. Right. You could make your grain, and you could soak the tofu overnight and then add that to it. And it's really a delicious dish. Well, the casseroles come out great.
I want to say nightmares, but memories of my sister-in-law who's vegan and we had tofurkey for her. Like, I mean, you know, what you were talking about sounds delicious, but she had this little thing. It was the shape of a turkey, and, you know,
it could be scary.
It was sad.
It could be
so
scary.
I felt bad, but.
It wasn't good?
It looked like it was like a veggie burger in the shape of a turkey. So I don't know. She enjoyed it. So it was pretty good. Everyone here is chuckling, but that's a tofurkey, and that's a choice, you know, some for the kids who are vegan, I guess. But really, the important thing that we wanted to talk about at this point, I think, would be dessert.
Hi. I'm in.
Okay, let's go for it. So we've got the pies, we've got the cookies. Everybody makes, you know, has their stand. Like you were saying, what your family's
there's
been
tons,
doing for generations.
There's so many traditions, but my favorites are the pies. You can never take that. That's like my favorite. I could eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I love pies. So you have the pecan, you have the sweet potato, you have the pumpkin, which my favorite is a pumpkina pie.
Pumpkina.
Kindly define that. Yeah.
Pumpkina is that made of pumpkin.
Oh, okay. Pumpkina. I like it. It sounds like tropical Thanksgiving.
So then you have those and the mincemeat. That's really an old one. I don't know anyone. I worked in one place that we did make it because we presented it on the dessert cart. That was one that.
What is that?
It's actually just apples and cloves and spices.
Why do they call it minced meat?
It's the traditional name of it when it comes from, like, I believe, the South into maybe Europe. I mean,
via Europe. It sounds fine, but I think
it's actually
the
good.
The name of it is,
but
just
it's a weird name.
Minced meat. I don't know. It sounds like something you'd give the cat. You know.
Not my cat. Oh, my God. She'll run away. anyhow, then you have the other specials, which is usually something apple. All right. So the apple pie. I find that lemon's a good addition because it's light and it's cleansing. Then you have the chocolate. I mean, everyone has to have chocolate.
Yes.
So that's another that's another good one to bring along. Personally, this Thanksgiving, I'm making a lemon tart, and I'm going to make a low-calorie pumpkin chocolate little mini cupcakes for
and
the kids.
And what's your address?
Oh, I'll be at my brother's. You'll have to come there. My sister-in-law will be happy.
Well, what do you mean? It doesn't sound low-calorie to me.
It is low-calorie.
How do you do it?
Because, well, first of all, it's a Weight Watchers dessert, which they have a lot of great desserts.
Uh-huh.
Cooking Light and Weight Watchers have excellent, excellent low-calorie dessert recipes. So it's something you want to check into. It's just low-calorie because of the fiber. See, they bring up the fiber, which is the pumpkin, and there's other things in it. And that brings down the calories. If you look in the points and when if you bring up the fiber.
Yeah, I think right now Christina's on the phone with DoorDash getting an order. So. which would be fine.
And I'm just going to top it off with a cream cheese frosting.
What about and you know, fruit, fresh fruit is always fantastic.
Fruit, strawberries is my favorite. They're doing a lot of cheese and pairing with fruit for appetizers and also tarts.
Yes.
You could make a pear tart the conventional way, and then they're like crumbling a light goat cheese on it.
Right. Oh, that's so good.
Because goat cheese picks up a lot of the flavor that you add to it because it's a porous light cheese. So when you add it to fruit, it's going to only complement it or pick up the flavor of the fruit. Like it goes great with peaches, it goes great with apples, it goes great with pears. So that's something even to make a plate for after dinner. You could do that as well. You know, and it's great, that's a great appetizer too.
And just a week after, we have Hanukkah. So then we start with the brisket and all the food there.
And the latkes.
And
with
the
all that oil.
And the slippery kitchen floor. And that's what happens with the latkes.
Wow, yeah. Don't forget those donuts.
No. You know, I have to say this, that Trader Joe's makes really good frozen latkes. Really, really good. And I have that Pampered Chef cooking stone, and I bake them on the cooking stone, and they get so crispy because the stone, I guess, the heat.
It conducts heat.
Evenly,
that's what it is.
Right? It gets it.
And it's probably even hotter than your oven.
I want to ask you a question. I've seen on television, and sometimes it comes through the magazines, it's a way of frying where you're not using oil, and it's a specific kind of equipment that is air fried. Have you ever heard of air fried? Do you know what is this all about?
Well, the heat, the heat. Don't forget, it's like convection. Convection is when you have a heat source, a closed heat source, with the introduction of air. That's convection. So that air.
I have that in my microwave. But
that
I never use
air inside is as hot as the oven.
And do you really
and
get
it's
that
circulating.
Crispy kind
yes.
of, without putting it in oil, you get
well,
fried,
I don't know about the gadget.
Flavor.
I mean, I know about, I've cooked in convection ovens, and now they're making ovens with the adaption of it. But yes, it makes a big difference. And you lower your temperature because the convection adds so much speed because of the intense heat of
right.
the air.
Oh,
so it's you're cooking for less time, and it's definitely crispier. Like if you do meat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a difference.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you start out at 425 for, say, 20 minutes, and then you bring it down to 350. Yeah.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
Extremely. Extremely.
Well, here we are, like, under a minute left in the show, and I'm starving. I'm smelling food. There's no food. I don't know if I'm at this imagination of talking about it all. But, Diane, thank you so much for coming on. This was great. A great segment. Some easy Thanksgiving recipes. And also making you think about your own family recipes and how you do the same thing every year. Maybe alter it a little bit to make it a little, change it up or different or lighter or more tasteful. And, you know, got to pay attention to those desserts. So we'll be back again. Thank you so much, Diane. We'll be back.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
We'll be back with Dr. Marlene Levy, and we'll be talking about hypnosis and pain management.